On Phoenix FM, up next, the main news.
The financial freedom to live life on your terms. With the Absa Ultimate Plus account, you can manage your finances, save for the future, and access personal loans. Plus, enjoy travel insurance, a credit card, and retrenchment cover when the unexpected happens. If that's not value, I don't know what is. Let's help you write the next chapter of your ultimate story. Call 5950 to open an Ultimate Plus account today.
Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Chief Lumpuma calls for responsible mining practices at Copperbelt Indaba. CCMG seeks clarity on Mfuwe by-election postponement. And in global news, Israeli military recovers two hostages' bodies in southern Gaza. Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM main news. The two-day Copperbelt mining Indaba has opened in Indola, with Chief Lumpuma of the Lumba-speaking people calling for mining activities to be conducted with utmost care, highlighting the importance of environmental and social responsibility. Speaking when he officially opened the Indaba, which has brought together industry stakeholders to discuss the future of mining in the region, Chief Lumpuma says he expects delegates to come up with suggestions that will be channeled to government to consider enacting into law. The traditional leader has noted that many host communities where mining is being conducted are undeveloped and subjected to extreme environmental damage owing to pollution caused by the mines. Chief Lumpuma stressed that environmental stewardship and social justice must be upheld at all costs, further stating that while communities have not received the much-needed benefits, it is essential to prioritize their well-being.
As we live in the community, we have seen that most of the companies who are dealing in mining activities, they have not done much in terms of corporate social responsibility. Most of the mining firm ignores this law, as it is not supported by law. I hope this endeavor, it will come out with something, maybe to lobby the government, so that maybe they can put it as a law, so that the company can plow back to the community effectively.
Earlier, Civil Society for Poverty Reduction, CSPR, Executive Director Isabel Mukelebae highlighted the need to ensure discussions around solutions to foster change and mining beneficiation are prioritized. Ms. Mukelebae emphasized that as the country targets to produce 3 million tons of copper per year, the overall focus should not entirely be on production and increasing GDP, but also on alleviating the social impact, especially given the high poverty levels in the country.
We will invest in a local conversation that local policies to solutions for local people, solutions for addressing human rights violations, solutions also towards government reform processes that need to be scaled up, that need to be enhanced, because they do deliver some kind of benefit for the overall effort of mining beneficiation, particularly for local communities. So even as the government agenda for the 3 million metric tons output of copper in Zambia, we think that the overall focus of that is not just about productivity. It's not just about the viability of the GDP that becomes strong. It is about the social impact.
The two-day Copperbelt Mining Indaba is being held under the theme Towards Ethical Mining, Advancing Justice, Environmental Accountability and Sustainable Resource Governance. The Christian Changes Monitoring Group, CCMG, is calling on the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, to provide further details on the stakeholder feedback that led to the postponement of the Mfuwe constituency by-election. The ECZ recently announced that the polls, initially scheduled for July 10, 2025, will now take place on August 7, 2025, with nominations rescheduled for July 9, 2025. 2025, but CCMG, through its program director, Peter Mwananombe, is concerned over the lack of transparency regarding the reasons behind the postponement. Mr. Mwananombe says CCMG therefore urges the ECZ to demonstrate that the initial dates were not conducive for holding free, fair and credible elections, and to share the feedback with the public in line with Section 57 of the Electoral Process Act. He explains that by providing more information, the ECZ can help maintain transparency, accountability and credibility in the electoral process.
In a press release dated June 3, the Electoral Commission of Zambia announced that Mpue constituency polls will be held on 7 August 2025 with nominations on 9 July 2025. While the Commission noted that the adjustment to the dates for the Mpue polls was necessitated by feedback from stakeholders, the Commission has not specified the kind of feedback which could have informed the adjustments to the dates. In the interest of transparency, we call on the Electoral Commission of Zambia to, in line with Section 57 of the Electoral Process Act, demonstrate to the public and stakeholders that the initial dates were not conducive for holding free, fair and credible elections, and share such feedback with the public.
The Medical for Quality Healthcare in Zambia, MHQZ, has warned that the withdrawal of voluntary medical services by resident doctors in public health facilities across the country has the potential to increase morbidity and mortality rates. MQHZ Director General Dr. Quince Mwabu, whose organization advocates for quality healthcare delivery in Zambia's hospitals and clinics, has since urged President Hakainde Hichilema to urgently intervene in the matter. Dr. Mwabu has expressed concern over the far-reaching consequences of the development, warning that it threatens the already fragile healthcare system and puts the lives of vulnerable Zambians at risk while potentially increasing morbidity and mortality rates. He has highlighted the need for swift resolution to prevent further deterioration of public health services, especially for low-income communities who rely heavily on government healthcare institutions. Dr. Mwabu has since urged the President to direct the Ministry of Health to urgently address the concerns of healthcare workers to ensure the welfare of both the resident doctors and patients are prioritized.
The withdrawal of resident doctors will strain our already overburdened health system, leading to reduced access to essential healthcare services, increasing morbidity and mortality rates. This will have far-reaching consequences for the health and well-being of the Zambian people. As an organization with the mandate to ensure quality healthcare provision in hospitals and clinics, we are requesting that His Excellency President Mr. Hakainde Hichilema intervene in this matter and direct the Ministry of Health to prioritize the welfare of healthcare workers and the patient they serve. We urge the President to take immediate action to resolve this crisis.
Commissioner for Refugees Tove Nkaneneka has disclosed that Zambia currently hosts approximately 109,000 refugees. Mr. Kaneneka, however, says that despite the ongoing conflicts in neighboring countries, including the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, Zambia has not experienced a significant influx of refugees recently. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Kaneneka explains that while the current inflow of refugees is low, the Commission has prepared sufficient settlement land to accommodate potential increases in refugee flows. He also highlighted the importance of security, stating that a thorough vetting process is conducted by relevant authorities to ensure that refugees do not pose a threat to national security. Mr. Kaneneka further says that with a capacity to take in over 100,000 refugees, Zambia remains cautious about the potential security risks associated with hosting large numbers of refugees.
Currently, the overall population for refugees countrywide stands at 109,000. We haven't received any serious influence in view of what is happening in one of the neighboring countries. We have remained the same, but however, that does